नारायणा नमस्कृत्यान रुञ्चैवनुरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वती व्यासम् ततोजयम् उदीरयत् नश्च प्रायेषु अपात्रेषु नित्यम् भागवत सेवाय भवतु तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण Good morning to all the devotees. The text this morning is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. Then the chapter is chapter 15, the Pandavas retire timely, in text 6. So I will read the text 3 times. And anyone who is so inclined can read the text also. Right. Yashashana viyotena lokoshya priyadasana uktena rahito hiesa mritaka puchate yata Yashashana viyotena lokoshya priyadasana uktena rahito hiesa Mitaka puchate yata yashakshana viyojena lokohya priyadashana uttena rahito hisha mitaka puchate yata Hare Krishna. Alright, we'll do word for word. Yasya, whose? Shana, a moment. Yojena, by separation, loka, all the universes, he certainly, apiyadashana, everything appears unfavorable, uktena, by life, rahita, being devoid of, he certainly, esha, all these bodies, ritaka, dead bodies, projete, are designed, Yata, as it were. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Factually, for a living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. The Lord expands himself by innumerable parts and parcels as Swamsha and Vivinamsha. Paramatma is the Swamsha part of the Lord, whereas the Vivinamsha parts are the living beings. As a living being is an important factor in the material body, for without a living being, the material body has no value. Similarly, without Paramatma, the living being has no status quo. Similarly, Brahman or Paramatma has no local standing without the Supreme Lord. This is thoroughly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. They are all interlinked with one another, or interdependent factors. Thus, in the ultimate issue, the Lord is the summum bonum, and therefore the vital principle of everything. Omai ginat bidandasya, gyana gyana shalakaya, Yaksho om litam yena tasmai sri gurave namah. Sri chitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena bhutale. Vayam rupa kadamaya dadati swapadatika. Vandeham sri guru sri yita patakamulam sri guru vaisnavam shicha. Sri rupa sagajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sri jivam. Sa advaitam savudutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Sri radha krishna pada sahagana ladita sri vishakam vitam shicha. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी परममी हरि प्रिय वाञ्चकल्पतरूपेश्च कृपासनिभिः एव चापतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Bhutale, Srimati, Bhaktivedanta, Swami, Niti Namini. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravana, Pracharya, Nirvishesha, Sunivari, Paschatyadi, Sitarini. Namo Mahapadanyaya, Krishna Prima Padayati, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya, Namini Goyati, Sri Namaha. Nandalila Maya Vigrahaya, Himavira Vachavishundaraya, Dasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. Translation again. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. So this is a statement being made by Arjuna, the dear friend of Sri Krishna. Krishna is related to in many different ways. One of the relationships being friendship. And Srila Prabhupada has explained that Krishna is the best friend that anyone can have. Sometimes in our friendship, we care about each other, we have a heart connection. But since we also are people who sometimes in different situations, we have different takes, we have different opinions on it. Sometimes we get to a situation where one opinion may be different from the opinion of our dear friend. And if we're not careful and we are very, very much convinced about our point and we try to stay on our point where our friend is also very, very convinced about their point and they try to stay on their point, then it brings about some sort of friction. And in the friction, if we have some emotions attached to it and don't catch ourselves and see what good is there in the conversation as well as what kind of lessons are there in the conversation, then it gets to a point where we give in to our emotions. And now the dear friend has become somebody that we don't want to be, at least temporarily, not too close to, because he or she disagreed with our way of thinking, and we also have disagreed with their way of thinking. That doesn't happen in the case of Krishna. Krishna is a best friend. Krishna is best at everything. Krishna is a source of everything. And so Arjuna is feeling like, my whole life, in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes, even he can't remember those. But Krishna knew all of them because he's the Supreme Personality. Now, even in this lifetime, the lifetime involved in the Kurukshetra war, Krishna had guided him. Krishna had protected him. Krishna had given him so many situations where he came out as the favored person. Krishna had put the Pandavas, the head of the Pandavas, the firstborn, Maharaj Yudhishthira, as the king. So Krishna has just been with them throughout and helped them, and now he is left. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he determines what his pastimes are, when they come in and when they end. Because some people try to imitate Krishna, then his pastimes are stated in the scriptures so that nobody would be sidelined or cheated into believing someone who says they're God and they're not. On top of that, when somebody tells the devotee, we have been warned about this and now it's good to repeat it here. If somebody says, I am God, the Lord should be able to display his universal form. He has a universal form that includes everything material. So when somebody tells you that I'm God, you nicely request that person to reveal his universal form. A person that cannot reveal his in the universal form is not God. So that's how devotees are able to tell. That's the given to us a way to tell. The universal form, actually there's a whole chapter on it in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11. And Arjuna asked Krishna to show his universal form. The universal form contains all there is from Lord Brahma, the demigods, and things that are happening even in the future would be shown to him. That person, if he is really God and can reveal his universal form, then all of these would come to the eyes. Not only that, but the person would also be given the opportunity to be able to see. Arjuna was given the opportunity to see, which means not everybody saw the universal form in the battle of Kurukshetra and the Kurukshetra pilgrimage place. So the Lord is special and his relationship is special. So that's why Srila Prabhupada starts the purport by saying, factually, for a living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. The problem with us is, we have long since left the spiritual world, and we've come to the material world, and we're trying to be the bosses of the material world. Some people are trying to. Some people are hoping to, at some point, grow to become some sort of leader. Actually, in many ways, everybody is a leader of someone. A parent is a leader for the children and the household. And, of course, there's a regular boss on the job. And then there are those below them that also have some reduced amount of power, but some power. That's there. And even a person that's by themselves, they have control over what happens in the place where they live. So everybody has some sort of control. And then on top of that, we also have some, given by Krishna, some level of independence. Now, we are in this material world because in the spiritual world, we abuse that independence. We compared ourselves with Krishna because Krishna is a supreme personality and everyone serves him. And this is how everyone, every living entity in the spiritual world becomes happy. Srila Prabhupada says, in the spiritual world is only happiness. Everything that is done in the spiritual world generates extreme, extreme happiness. So much so that the word happiness is not used. It's replaced by bliss, the highest happiness that there is. And so that is our home. And because we were looking at Krishna as the one that was getting all the attention, and we had some level, small level, of independence, we compared ourselves to Krishna and wished that we were in this position and expressed that. And therefore, Krishna says, all right, so if you want to be leader, then come to this particular world and act like a leader. Still, Krishna has so much love for us that even while we're here as souls in this material world, he comes with us as super soul and grants us the opportunity to do whatever we want to do. Bad, good, whatever we want to do. But of course, there's results. There's reaction to the things that we do. And so we are in this material world. Things have been provided, but they're not so easy to get. You have to work for it. And every time man makes decisions about how life is going to be, man comes up with different types of products. Srila Prabhupada is describing that we have to see the world for what it is. We are trying to counteract troublesome situations. And if you don't believe that, it's not difficult to prove that at all. If you have a job and you have enough that comes in as far as what we call a paycheck, or you have a business that's doing well, therefore there's profit coming in, then you can pay to live. Then you can pay to eat. Then you can pay to clothe yourself. Then you can pay to provide for your family. But the key word that I've said so many times is pay, 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 and pay. You're paying. If you don't have the means to pay, you're stuck. The world then becomes a very, very dreary and difficult place. But in the spiritual world, the word pay is not there. You don't have to pay to live. You don't have to pay to eat. You don't have to pay. Everything is provided. And so that's the place that we have left. And we've come to the material world, and by desire, the mental desire, so many things we want. One life after another, we have assumed different types of physical bodies. There are 400,000 types of physical bodies. Because the aggregate individual has 8 million, to explain, 8,400,000 types of desires. Of course, they are not all at once. But in the material world, you see this, you see that, and then, oh yeah, I want to be part of this, I want to have this, and then at the time of death, we're thinking a certain way. And our soul is taken by the mind, the intelligence, the subtle body, as we call, to the next existence based on what we were thinking. So that is explained like a living being in one body goes through the baby, then youth, then you get to the old man or old woman. The body is giving problems, and later on, the body is discarded, we call it death. So similarly, based on the person's desires, the next body is there. The soul goes into the next body along with the mind, the subtle body. So then another life begins. And this has been going on so many times, repeatedly based on our desires. And we're never happy, and we're not going to be happy, because everything in the material world, you have to work hard to get. Even in the place where pious people at the end of their lives are allowed to go to, we're specifically talking about the heavenly planets. What is there, Srila Prabhupada explained, is better material standard of living and longer duration of life. That's what's there. Better material standard of living than the world that we're in now, the earth. But that does not mean that situations of envy are not there. The situations of awesome, all negative things are not there. Situations of sometimes disease is not there. It is there. And so it is a better material standard of living and a longer one, but it doesn't free us from the challenges in material life. So the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is what we broke by envy, and we've come here. So actually, if nobody envied the Lord, if nobody ever envied Krishna, there'd be the spiritual world only. There'd be no material world. Because the envy that we show towards Krishna, wanting his position, why is he getting all the attention? Why can't I get the type of attention that Krishna gets? That has made it that we have been put here in the material world. So if we never envied Krishna, then nobody would need to come to the material world. Then there will be no need for the existence of the material world. But because we have our independence, our choice, then we compared ourselves to Krishna, and here we are. Arjuna is showing how wonderful a relationship with Krishna is. So much so that when Krishna is gone, Arjuna is like seeing all the universes as an unfavorable places to be. When the Lord is there with us, then we feel better about wherever we are. This is the statement, the underlying statement that Arjuna is making. So when Krishna is not in our lives, then it's like we don't have any life at all. So sometimes, some people say, yes, God, but I live my life and the Lord lives his life. We don't want to be concerned. Those people go through trouble and they have no way out of it. Those who are God conscious, they go through all sorts of trouble, but they know to rely on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whatever he set through Guru and service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, is what brings us closer to the Lord. So now that we've been in this, as Srila Prabhupada describes, Vibhinamsa situation, Vibhinamsa the parts, we're part of the Lord, but we are the living beings. Samsa is the expansions of the Lord, like the Paramatma, the Super Soul. It's from the Lord himself. And his parts, Vibhinamsa, as us. And we are the ones in the material body. And the material body is active because we, the souls, are in the material body. Material body is not active when the soul is absent. It's another way of putting it. That is what we call death. And when the material body has the soul in, especially in the heart area, as is explained, then the material body is active. And then we work to try to support the material body for a period of time, after which, based on what we did and not like what has been compiled and what our own desires are, then we go to the next life. But the next life is also a life of a little bit of suffering, sometimes a lot of suffering, and some sense gratification, which makes us a little happy. But it is never fully satisfactory. The only way we'll be satisfied is when we go back to the spiritual world and be at our own place, in our own constitutional position, the way that we very, very much become happy in service to the Lord and serving also the servants, all others, relating nicely to them. That is what's waiting for us. So, the lesson we should learn is, it doesn't matter what country we live in or how advanced that country is. The best that can happen in the material world is to have things to counteract the difficulties that we face in the material world. That's all. I'll give a simple example. When the weather is terrible, cold, you wear a coat to protect yourself from the cold, the physical body. Otherwise, you freeze to death. You wear the coat. Somebody who has a lot of money has bought a very nice coat. Looks very, 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 very expensive. It's expensive and it looks very well designed and it fits very nicely. And somebody, everybody sees whether they like it or not, whether they're envious or not, or whether they praising the person. He has a very nice coat on. But what is the real purpose? To have a nice coat? Well, that's only part of it. But the real job is, the coat is to protect us from cold. The fact is, the weather is not too good for the physical body. That's why we have a coat on. So, we do things to counteract. We try to make life a little easier by coming up with electronic gadgets. But actually, life doesn't get easier. It may get a little more convenient, but the troubles of old age, troubles of disease, troubles of death, they don't go away. You can have the most fancy cell phone, the futuristic type cell phone, still, it will not stop you from getting sick. It will not stop you from dying. So the real problems of the earth and other materials have not been solved. And if they don't solve, get solved by material things. We have to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna was totally connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why he was happy. And when the Lord left, he said, There's no point here. Everything is like a void. Well, we know that the material world is not void. There are so many things. But Arjuna basically had emotionally disconnected with the material world. Without Krishna, he said, life is void. Life without Krishna is void. Krishna, everything about him is important for us, because in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme Person, text 15, Sri Krishna himself says that Vedas are to know him. He says, Sarva Satyaham Hridishani Vishto Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedashtya Sarva Aham Eva Vedyam Vedanta Krit Vedavit Eva Chaham. The translation is, Krishna says, as Paramatma, as a super soul, I'm seated in everyone's heart. It is from him that remembrance comes. It is from him that knowledge comes. And it is also from him that forgetfulness is there. So, he actually controls. He may be in the background as a super soul and seated in everyone's heart, but he is in fact the supreme controller. He is the one that allows and also observes. Upadishtya Onamanta. Allowing and also observing what the soul is doing, what the person is doing in the material world. He says, by the Vedas I am to be known. In fact, I am, and this is Krishna speaking, he's a compiler of the Vedanta, and also the knower of the Vedas. So he compiled based on his incarnation as Veda Vyas. And so the Vedas is about him, and he is the one through his incarnation, the compiler of the Vedas, and also the knower. Therefore, everything around is Krishna. Yesterday we were listening to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. He says Krishna is everywhere. Everything about Krishna, personal and even impersonal, the way we look at things, personal, impersonal, the way we look at things, still reminds us of Krishna. If you want to see Krishna, you can see him. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, even in water, I'm the taste of water. So when we're drinking, that taste is in fact Krishna. The sounds of thunder, that is Krishna. The waves and the effect of it, that is Krishna. Krishna's energy and Krishna are the same. Sometimes it's hard for us to conceive of it because we are persons and we have things. Whereas Krishna's energies and Krishna are the same. That's why we say Krishna is absolute. He's on an absolute platform. Nobody is on that particular platform. That's why we talk about those things that Srila Prabhupada explains. At the highest level, the first class devotee, the Uttama Adhikari, sees Krishna in everything. In everything. And when we begin to serve the devotees, and also understand that all living entities come from Krishna, and so we have to be compassionate, especially to those in the bodies that are much smaller than ours, and not kill in our convenience. We're talking about those harmless, the insects that are harmless to us and so on. Sometimes we just brush them off and, you know, we act a little bit cruel to them and take their lives or hurt them and so on. Srila Prabhupada has explained, we don't have a right to do that. If some entity can give us trouble, harm, and for that reason we defend ourselves, that's one thing. But those that don't give us harm, we have to leave them alone. We cannot get somebody out of our apartment. You can't kick a person out of the apartment when you're not the landlord. That is the analogy that Srila Prabhupada made. We don't have that right. If we do that, there is reaction to it. So, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport of 15:15, Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord is seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. And it's from Him that all activities are initiated. Sometimes we think that we're the ones that are doing things, but that's also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karmani sabasya ahankara vimulatma kartaham iti manyate. Living entity thinks that they're the ones that are performing things, but actually it's performed through the three modes of material nature. Everything we do is one of those three categories or a combination of the three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. We begin with ignorance, those who are hurting themselves by putting bad things around them or in them, and hurting others. They are in the mode of ignorance. Their activity, they may say, that's what I'm doing. But actually, it is in that category. Or passion, which is what's being pushed on us. Work very hard to get some material thing to satisfy our senses. More the passion. Or be nice and be good and be tolerant and be patient. That is the mode of goodness. So our activities come under one of these or combination of those. But that's supplied by the material nature. So underneath our activities may be there, but actually it is material nature that is the one that runs it, runs our activities. And the Paramatma supervises and grants. So, Srila Prabhupada explains even more in this purport that the living entity forgets everything of his past life. The next life, things of a past life are forgotten. You don't remember what you were like in your past life. Even though you came as a small living entity, a living entity in a small body, and then you grew, but you don't know what you were, unless you do a past life regression, because those things that happen are inside the subtle body. Still, the mind carries it. So if you want to find out, you can. Some of it. But the average person does not remember their past life. Still, the Lord knows, and based on what the past life is, even though the living entity has forgotten it, still the person acts according to the direction of the Lord that arranges for the next life to be based on what happened in the previous lives. So the person's life starts based on his past deeds. The required knowledge is supplied to him. So based on his past deeds, some people are given opportunity to do well in school, and some people they try, and they did mediocre or not so well. It all has connection with the past life. And based on the past deeds, then Krishna supplies remembrance to him, therefore the level of intelligence also, and forgetfulness also. But Krishna allows us to forget about our past life, because if the past life was great, we would be back in the spiritual world. We won't be here. If we have done the right thing, we'll be back with him. And so the past life usually contains things that were not so good. So it's better that we forget about it and try a fresh page, a fresh life, and do better. So the Lord is not only all-pervading, all-covering, he's also localized in every individual heart. The Prabhupada is talking about it. So the different fruity results are rewarded by the Lord. So the Vedas that's written is to give the right direction to people so they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. That's what the real purpose is to know Krishna. The Vedas is to know Krishna. The Vedas offers the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And as we said earlier, Krishna's incarnation, Vyasadeva, compiled the Vedas. Or the Vedanta Sutra, the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is what we're reading from today. It gives a real understanding. So, this living entity when he quits this present body and he begins his work again, the next body, that's initiated by the Supreme Lord. He may forget, but the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended in the past life, so that the living entity enjoys or suffers in this world according to the dictation of the Supreme Lord situated in the heart. But the Vedas is also there, and we receive the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. And in the Bhagavad Gita, which is a summary, but a very deep summary of what to do, he says, Krishna says, approach a spiritual master for guidance. Approach a spiritual master, inquire from him, serve him. It is a very important thing that we have to do. Approach a spiritual master. A spiritual master is representative of Krishna, and Krishna has revealed to him and will continue to reveal to him what is important for the devotee to understand in order to mold his life in such a way they leave this world of having to work hard for everything, and come into a place where there's always pleasure, there's always service in love, there's always reciprocation by Krishna in love for us. And it goes on forever, and there's never a situation where we are unhappy. This is what is waiting for us, and Srila Prabhupada has made it possible for us to get a chance to go on in this Kali Yuga by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Krishna is the best at all relations. And even Arjuna is feeling his sentiment is showing us how important their relationship is with Krishna. With no Krishna relationship, nothing feels good. With Krishna relationship, when we start our sadhana, bhakti, relating to Krishna by instructions, after a while we will get used to doing it, and then there will be the slow liking of it, which would then open our hearts and we begin to love what we do in serving Krishna, in serving Guru. Krishna is a deity, serving Guru and serving the devotees. So Krishna is saying we should obey him by surrendering. And when we surrender, then he will in fact save us and take us back home. And in Kali Yuga, the same Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. And he says, just chant the Maha Mantra. But don't chant just to chant. Chant with determination and chant with enthusiasm. Then you go back to Godhead. And finally, we have to be aware that the relationship in the spiritual world is a relationship of sweetness and love. And a person that is sweet and loving does not make other people unhappy. So we're talking about offenses. We have to be very careful to stay away from offenses. And offenses is a whole lecture in itself, with different types of offenses. Offenses in service, offenses at the Dham, holy place, and also offenses to devotees, offenses to Guru, and so on. But that's, you don't have time to go through this. But just be careful, even in relating to each other. Don't do things to make other people unhappy. Don't do things to make other people unhappy. It does not mean you cannot point out things, but you always have to be careful with choice of words so that you make your point, but never at the expense of somebody else's feelings. And if every now and then we fall into that category of having offended, we should immediately apologize, sincerely apologize. Krishna is watching what we do. And Srila Prabhupada has given us a chance to go back to Godhead. If we take the process seriously, we do have a chance to go back to Godhead this lifetime. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. What we do in the material was a very good question. When somebody is serving like that, if you consider this in the spiritual world, you would consider practically, the practical way to look at it is, in the material world, when somebody is serving devotionally, embarking on the process of bhakti, they are preparing themselves for life in the spiritual world. We are still in the material world, but we are not living the material type of life that the overwhelming majority of people are living. So when we are serving according to the instructions of the spiritual master, we are now being trained mentally and physically to be able to serve the way those who are not fallen, those who are in the spiritual world, do to each other and also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the divine couple. So on a more subtle level, the service that we do is connection with Krishna. And Krishna, everything about Krishna is spiritual. So then we are performing a spiritual activity on a subtle level by the connection with Guru, who then gives, and I'll give an example after that, who then gives us the service, not gives us, gives the service to Krishna. This is why, even though some people may not know about the pujari on the altar, when there's aarti, there's worship, the things that are used to worship the Lord first are worshipped, are done by first acknowledging it to or giving it to the spiritual master. The spiritual master then takes it to the Lord. The spiritual master's, part of the spiritual master's function is that when it goes from the spiritual master to Gaurinitai, for example, and then to the deities, other deities they have, it is spiritualized. It is spiritualized by the agency of the spiritual master. So our activities, when we chant, the simple example that everybody can do is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is spiritual. When we use our voices to connect to the mantra, then we are doing something that is spiritual, and therefore things then become spiritualized. As a matter of fact, Prabhupada is going to the extent of saying that when we are cooking with the proper consciousness, which is the one we are trained to do, cooking to offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then taking the remnants, that is a spiritual act. And that spiritualizes our activities and spiritualizes even the place where we're cooking. Sometimes in some houses, they have the concept that this is Srimati Radharani's kitchen. What we cook here is all for Krishna. And we appeal to Srimati Radharani to use us in cooking to the Lord. And so we like tools for her to use to cook for her beloved Krishna. So yes, the activities that we do on a subtle level, in connection with the Lord, is like, yes, it's almost like, just like Vaikuntha consciousness, you certainly can look at it that way. But also, from a physical point, that is training that we're receiving in order to do well and act properly when we go back to Godhead. So both of them are there. Hare Krishna. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's why it's so important. Sorry, that's why it's important. It left off instruction. Sometimes we don't think it affects us, but actually it does in so many ways that we have to stay away from. That word, niyamagraha. Niyamagraha is very, very important. It has two meanings, but the meaning that refers to us and the connection we have with this is to do things whimsically, to do things whimsically. And that is something that Maya can have us do because We've repeated that thing so many times. Now when we're doing it, we got it down so well. But now we're doing it without thinking why we're doing those things. This is, we're talking about service now. So all of the time, we should have the consciousness that we're fortunate to be doing service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be doing things that will please the Lord, and therefore we should always, always serve, especially when it comes to chanting. Serve by chanting the name with the proper attention. This is why in the 10th offense, it's also, of the 10 offenses, it says it's also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Why? Because we want to get away from this Nyamagraha thing of just doing things just to do it whimsically. We've been told, therefore we do it. But the meaning should be there all of the time. And we also should feel ourselves fortunate that we've been connected with a way to serve and practice to go back to Godhead. That should always be there. That consciousness should always be there. So we don't take things for granted. That's what I'm really saying. Never take things for granted. Nyamagraha. Hare Krishna.
At least myself, I don't feel.
Yeah. And the way we don't lose it at any moment is make sure that we are in the association of devotees. And the association of devotees, especially those who are taking the process seriously, you can see by their actions, very consistent with what is in the scriptures and what the spiritual master says, you should be close to those kind of people so they always, one way or the other, remind you about Krishna and remind us about Krishna. And then we see how fortunate we are, and then we stay with the process. It is the devotee association that actually helps us to go back, Hare Krishna, or to serve well. Yes, 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 birds of the same feather, yes, yes, they flock together. Still though, the work is done by each bird. The flying is done by each bird, but they fly together, that's true. So it's on us to do our own service and the chanting and the regulative principles and the service, yes. Take advantage of them. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Guru's mercy. Hare Krishna, it's very, very, very good question. So, the way in which we lead our lives is first to be aware that every living entity, the Lord is there with that living entity. We're talking about the Paramatma. How we relate to the person is watched by the Paramatma in our own heart and also in the heart of that living entity. So how do we go about, as your question says, how do we, I'll read it again, how can we lead in all aspects in a more compassionate, conscientious, and collaborative manner without letting the sub-ego flare up? So be always conscientious of the fact that the activities that we're involved in is the activities that are being looked at to judge where we are at in our growth in Krishna consciousness. And the activities are also, the total of it, are going to be used at the end of our lives to sum up the kind of person that we are. And therefore, whether we deserve the mercy to go back to Godhead or not. So, with that in mind, we have to be careful how we relate to people. We say careful, simply, one way to look at it is, we gotta train ourselves. And one of the answers that you gave was good, that we'll have to bring up, being compassionate. Very, very, very compassionate and more conscientious. We have to be aware, so that's the conscientious part that you're explaining. We have to be aware the kind of persons that we relate to and how we relate to them. That we ourselves are being judged based on how we relate. If you're tired of the material world, and hopefully people are tired of the material world, enough problems that have come, whatever the age that you're at, you've already experienced some things that you probably don't want to experience anymore. When you get older, it's even more, because the physical body is also breaking down on top of things that are happening. So, to want to get away from all of these things, it means Christian consciousness. But it means Christian consciousness taken in a very serious way. So, humility is important. Extremely, extremely important. How we relate to people. When you relate to persons, you careful not to offend them. We talked about that. The conscientious way to relate to them is my own total spiritual bank account is going to be a certain way based on every moment to moment, how I relate to devotees. For non-devotees, when we relate to them, it is also important to be nice for two reasons. They also, in their hearts, have the same Paramatma. The same Supreme Personality of God is watching how we relate to them. If we relate well to them, the second point, and we are seen as good people can be related to well and openly, emotionally openly, by people who are non-devotees. And that is a big plus for the movement, because good people can relate so well that others will be interested in doing what good people do. Especially people who are also in the mode of goodness, but not non-devotees. People who are good people, but not devotees. Even people who are not such good people, their minds can be changed by a good example from us. So if we relate well to everybody, devotees, we are then being given the go-ahead or the credits to say, okay, this person is ready to relate well to other entities in the spiritual world and to relate well in humility to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they are humble towards Guru, the representative. They are also relating well to other non-devotees, because they are aware that non-devotees would be inclined to do the things that we do if we relate well to them. So then we are being good example to them, and slowly we can pull them to Krishna consciousness. And while we're speaking about that, one of the easiest ways to get non-devotees to start their Krishna conscious life without them even knowing is to give them foodstuffs that's offered to the Lord. Prasadam, the Lord's mercy. Give prasadam. It's a very, very easy way. And they will like you also, because the foodstuffs given as gift, the person that is the gift giver is liked by the person who is receiving that gift. So that also makes the relationship well. So yes, you have actually partly answered your question. More compassionate. We have to be compassionate. We have to be conscientious. And yes, false ego is there, but to keep it in check, we always have to kind of have a little bit of reflection about our lifestyle and things that we did in the past. Maybe at the end of the week, you're looking at what are the things that I did that was good, what are the lessons that I've learned here. Is there something that I've done that I could improve on? We could take stock like that. Take stock of our own actions, and then through that, learn to improve. When we listen to lectures, we hear a whole lot about things, about how to be a better devotee. That, you know, so hearing should be a constant thing that we do. Either here or wherever, you know, electronically, we can get lectures from Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's disciples and so on. We should hear and learn from them. So much can be learned. And we become better people that way. Hare Krishna. Sometimes you can know, and sometimes you can ask. Relating to devotees, our teacher is Guru. What Guru does, the bona fide spiritual master, he also teaches. What he teaches, he also does. So when you follow what the guru does and how they behave, you can learn a lot. I remember there were a few times that some gurus visited, and when they were visiting the place that they were, they stayed at our place. And you can tell immediately by the guru's way of handling themselves in their day, so much you can learn from. They will preach sometimes, and they will also, by the way they themselves handle their day, how they eat, what they eat, how they relate, all of that, you can learn from them. Now, sometimes, because the deeper connection between the guru and disciple and how the disciple is doing, that is known by the guru, sometimes you can take the opportunity to ask the guru. It's like a guru is a teacher, and the teacher in a school knows that the students, they know the students. They know who's a good student. They know a student that's struggling. They know a student that's not taking things seriously. Sometimes you may be able to tell outwardly who is and who is not. Sometimes you can't. But if you ask the spiritual master for help as to who to be closest to, the teacher knows his best student. And I know this is not something that's put out, but when you think about it, it's easier to go to the guru and ask a simple, who should I associate with based on someone's things that I need to get done in my own life, and how can I get to contact this particular person? It may be a very, very, let me just put something out there. Let's meet gurus, I'll offer my advice and assist them. And then I'll ask general question. Maharaj, can you help me on how to become a better devotee? Yeah, I put the question out there, right? And I did that to Jayadvita Swami the other day. I remember it so well. And when they open their mouth to speak, you'd be surprised at how much will come for help for you. Just asking how to be a better devotee. So in the same way I can ask, Maharaj, I would like to have good devotee association. Can you suggest ways or even persons that you can have good association with? There were signs, I remember my own guru, the Bhaktitera Maharaj gave in certain ways at Giranagri. There were some devotees, especially when it came to the Vyasa San, sitting on the Vyasa San and preaching. As a rule of humility, the devotees that were at Giranagri were not sitting on the Vyasa San to preach. They were sitting on the floor. Or there was a smaller cushion to put, and you could sit on that. There was one time this devotee that was visiting, my godfather, Bhaktitira Maharaj, my guru, was there. And Bhaktitira Maharaj allowed that particular devotee to sit on the Vyasa San with him present and preach. Now see, that gives a sign subtly of the potency of that particular disciple of the spiritual master. So this, it's rare, of course, these things you don't see more often, that often, because the devotee himself might not want to reveal how elevated that they are. But sometimes the spiritual master does little things that if you're careful, and as a matter of fact, my wife, myself, and she and myself learned many, many times after a while we learned that there were important points that sometimes Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, but he said it under breath. He didn't say it out so loud that you have to actually listen close to catch what he's saying. But there's so much, and that was sometimes his opinion about things, that he would say it in a very, very low tone. And then he would go on and raise his voice to preach what it is that the devotee has to do. But we lived with him, so after a while we learned that even his body movement, body language told us things about what to do and what not to do. So Yes, this is associated, of course, with the Guru, but not everybody gets that opportunity to be with the Guru for, you know, extended periods of time. But you always can ask him how to be a better devotee, and who actually they can relate. You can relate to. If they want to tell you, they will. Or they will tell you one way or the other how to improve your own spiritual life. They may come up with a name, they may not. But you leave it up to them. But whatever they say will be for your benefit, because as Krishna says, they know the truth. Mm-hmm. So, you rely on them. Hare Krishna. Yes, Guru is a teacher. Guru is a spiritual teacher. And Guru is a representative of Krishna. Guru is not an ordinary teacher. A teacher representing Krishna, which means that Krishna's do's and don'ts, what he wants communicated, is what comes from the Guru to the disciple or any devotee. Therefore, Guru's words are very, very important. And therefore, Guru's words is taken as Krishna's words. Guru consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they're the same. So one represents the other. Guru representing Krishna. So it's not a question of just having a guru so that I have a guru, but it's a question of using guru that I have a teacher and now I'm a student and I'm willing to learn and I'm ready to learn as much as possible in order to grow and be favorable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you're doing well, the gurus can tell. When you're doing well spiritually, they can tell their behavior to you. When you're not doing well, you see that there's a standoffish attitude also. There's a lot of subtle connections in there. A lot of subtle connections in there. It's a whole lecture in itself. That's in for another time. Hare Krishna. Yeah, we're in a marathon. Three straight. Fire and ice tomorrow. Fire and ice tomorrow, that's Saturday. Regular class. And program Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and go for name on Monday evening. Yeah. Service and nectar. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Krishna.